With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nate Hedgie. When low-income people need help getting food stamps, Medicaid, and other benefits, they often go to Montana's public assistance offices. But at the end of this month, more than half of these offices will close permanently because of state budget cuts. I visited with people who depend on one center in Livingston that's closing. It serves more than 300 people a month.
How's the job?
It's all right.
Working?
Yeah. I know I have a sick kid. That's why I'm home.
Yeah.
I'm at a group home in Livingston. It's dim, curtains are closed, there are toys everywhere. And I'm speaking with Ray, a domestic violence survivor. I'm not using her last name because she and her son just got out of an abusive relationship. Ray is leaning back in her chair, breathing heavily, and she looks intense. Food stamps and other benefits are important to her.
Because it's the only help you can get without using your abuser or having your abuser control your money.
Ray's been on public assistance for 2.5 months, so the prospect of losing this office in Livingston means a lot to her.
It's just an extra hardship on top of everything else.
The Montana state budget crisis is so bad that this public assistance office in Livingston and 19 others like it are closing across the state. And while no one is losing their benefits, it means they may have to travel farther for help. For example, Ray and her son may need to go to Bozeman. That's miles away over a windy and sometimes dangerous pass. Plus, Ray doesn't have a car.
If I don't get a ride, if I don't get transportation, then I have to do the Streamline.
The Streamline is a bus that runs just twice a day between Bozeman and Livingston. Once in the morning, once at night.
And that's a 12-hour ordeal with my son, who's 5.
The closures are part of the Montana Health Department's attempt to cope with statewide budget cuts. The agency has to shoulder more than a third of those cuts. So by closing some public assistance offices, they save the state $700,000 over the next 2 years. This is only one effort to help the state make ends meet. Montana is facing a multi-million dollar budget crisis. But Ray says those savings will come at the cost of people like her.
It's like you're punishing us even for being a victim of domestic violence, on top of everything else.
People who need benefits but won't be able to talk to a real live person in an office can go to the web to sign up for benefits. But Kelly Miller, who manages Ray's group home in Livingston, says some of her clients haven't used a computer since high school. Plus, you can't really ask a computer questions.
Like, why did my Medicaid not cover this? Or, I need new glasses. My son's glasses broke and he can't see without them. What, you know, when can I get new glasses? Where can I get new glasses? Getting those immediate specific questions answered online is impossible because it's all, you know, kind of generic type stuff.
If people get frustrated with the computer, they can also use the phone. There's a public assistance helpline which handles over 30,000 calls a month. But Miller says it's not always easy.
Just the other day, I had a gal that was on hold for 8 hours before she finally just gave up.
That's a really long time. But state health department officials say they're working on it. Spokesperson John Ebelt.
Oh, we won't be able to hire more people, but we can make some internal changes.
Ebelt says there's also another solution. They might send employees for weekly visits to local communities like Livingston.
That is something that is definitely on the table that we would consider in the future.
Ebelt realizes there are problems with the system. His department is shouldering more than a third of these budget cuts. They're responsible for helping the poor and disabled in Montana. And he says his agency is doing the best they can with what they have.
I mean, our numbers always look huge because our budget is so large. But I think there's been great efforts to minimize the impacts to the clients that we serve as much as possible. That's been the goal from the get-go.
Agencies like the one in Livingston and other towns help over 1,000 people every month in Montana. And once they close, employees can either go to another office in the state or quit and stay put. It's just one more step as Montana struggles to close its budget gap. I'm Nate Hedgie, Yellowstone Public Radio.